Okay, the way it works in this photocopy is that you have Meir Van Boker, that's page one, and the other side is page two. Is it again from the Nesiva Shalom? By the way, before we begin, I figured that there were some issues in Avodas Hashem that had come up, and probably will come up again in learning together, that I figured maybe we do next time question and answers. If you want anything you want to discuss, but particularly maybe some of the issues that come because I run out right away. Actually, this piece relates to something that Yonah had asked me. This piece from the Rebbe Zichrono Livracha from the Siva Shalom. And that is that we had pointed out that the Mishkan corresponds to so many different things. And the simple reading, Yonah had pointed out, if you read Chumash Rashi, you don't get any taste of that. So there is much more to the Mishkan than what you learn in Shnayim Mikra Echad Targum. That's one of the reasons that we do these pieces together. So let's take a look. And see Shalom Va'ata Tetzal. Chaim, stand up again. Va'ata Tetzal is Bnei Yisrael, Lahalos Ner Tamid, Yarachos Ha'arav Vano, Me'er Vad Boker. V'chein Matzinu L'gabe Eish Mizbeach. D'chsiv, Hi Ha'olah Al Chokdal Mizbeach Kol Ha'layla Ad Boker, Ve'eish HaMizbeach Tukad Bo. There are two things that continually go through the night in the Mishkan. Two particular kelim. In general, the avodah of the Mishkan ceases once Shkia comes. However, there are two things that continue through the night. One is the menorah, and the other is the fire on the Mizbeach. And what the Rebbe is going to do is going to describe what these two things represent and how it relates to our avodah. In general, the karbonos supply, particularly in the day, here you go over to the other side. In other words, the second column. You don't go down. It's interesting that the fire that was used for the menorah was taken from the outside mizbeach. Shnemar eish tamid tukal mizbeach. Eish tamid shemartilcha haynu eish haminorah. Shnemar ba lahalos ner tamid. Lo teheyel berosho shal mizbeach achitzon. So the fire of the menorah comes from the outside mizbeach. So 2 points we have so far, just to summarize what we have up until now. Number one is that there are two fires that are continuing through the night. Generally the Mishkan shuts down at night, but there are two things that continue. One is the fire of the Mizbeach, the other is the fire of the menorah. Point number two
what's burning on the Mizbeach?
So there were a murin, the leftover limbs were burning on the Mizbeach, but even if they weren't, so then still the fire, it was miraculous that the fire continued nevertheless. So the second point that we mentioned was that the fire of the menorah comes from the fire of the Mizbeach. Vahabir Bazeh, everybody have it? It's the top of the second column, 6 lines in, and then we're going to do those 2 lines and then go back to the first column in the second paragraph. Vahabir Bazeh Dine, Kol Klei HaMikdash Ye'odam Hayo Lahashpia, Oro Uktusha Bechlal Yisrael Bechol HaInyanim. The whole goal of the Klei HaMikdash, which gets back to Yonah's question, is to be mashpia. Its light are supposed to be a mashpia on us. Can anybody bring a raya? Even here, Yonah, it even appears in Rashi, that we have a raya that it's not simply about the avoda of Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash, v'shachanti b'socham. Rashi quotes the Medrash. Rashi is not only the technical stuff. I know the technical stuff is murderous. By the way, I'm 40-something years old. My wife tells me how old I am. I'm not sure how. I don't keep track of these things. But I didn't mean to say a joke. That's just the way I am. But however old I am, my understanding of the Chumash is with the Rashi. It's difficult. It's really, really difficult. But there are these nuggets in Avodas Hashem that are extremely important to capture. All the Klei HaMikdash, their goal was to be mashpia. That means to influence Klal Yisrael. Going back to the first column, 8 lines in. Ve'ina mizbeach ha-menorah shayachim b'miyuchad me'er v'ad boker. Dehainu keneged ha-chashkos. The night represents a unique time, says in the Siva Shalom. First column, 8 lines in. Ha-mizbeach, dehainu keneged ha-chashkos. It's a struggle against darkness. You know, there's an expression that I heard from a Rebbe, which is fantastic, that after 12 o'clock, almost nothing good happens. After 12 o'clock at night. And the night is a particular struggle against the Yetzer Hara. This is not only about 12 o'clock at night in New York or in Yerushalayim, but this represents the darker part of a person. Let's continue on. Hamizbeach b'sur meira. The mizbeach represents that struggle with sur meira. V'hamenorah, and the menorah is basay tov. U'biyachad heim shleimus. And these two things, through the night, create shleimus inside of a person. Dehine, laila hu es shilton hachomer. The evening is a time where we rule over our corporeality. Kidi'isa b'svar makdoshim. She'ikar is gabrus hayetzer hara, hi belaila. The main struggle against the yetzer hara is at night. She'oz misgaber hachomer al atzura. Then, the chomer, the material, runs the risk of overcoming the tzura. The tzura represents being made in image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'misarim kol minei taivos u'yitzarim afalim. And that's the time when there are many taivos that kick in. U'kineged ze ha'isa eish ha'mizbeach. And against that bechina of Laila, we have the fire of the mizbeach. Sha'eish tamit duka al-mizbeach hu'bebchinas havla mafik havla. The idea of the mizbeach is the fire that counteracts the fire of the Yetzer Hara. He ha'ola mokta mizbeach kalayla ad boker. Eish ha'mizbeach hiv'ira b'Yisrael, eish el kedusha, shehoysa mechala es ha'eish el tuma. So there needs to be a fire of kedusha inside of us that counteracts the fire of tuma that the Yetzer Hara brings. So that is the sur meira. That's what the eish ha'mizbeach represents b'layla. Ubaseitov, and in avoda baseitov haya ora menorah. That's the light of the menorah. Lahayir etzmane hachashkus etzel yudi, to light up the time of darkness for every Jew. Esmocho v'libo atunim umargish es atzmo rachuk mehashem yisparach. So there are two actions that we have when we fight against the Yetzer Hara. Number one is there is a ruah, an eish kodesh that is supposed to destroy the eish hatuma. That's what the Mizbeach represents. And the other is the light of the menorah, which of course represents the light of Torah. Kineged zeh heir ora menorahs nishmas Yisrael me'erev ad boker. Afilu b'zman achashkos, even during the darkness. Ubeiz in yonim elu, and these two things, kocham moel kineged achashkos b'sur me'erev ba'asei tov. These two things are our ammunition that we have against the Yetzer Hara. Al-yidei or menorah v'ayish kodesh al-mizbeach. Val-kein mitzvah sam belayla, and for that reason, the mitzvah is at night. Lashpiel Yisrael's koach ha'esh v'or dikdusha me'er v'aboker. Ushleimus avoda he al yidei shneim yachtov, and the completion of avoda is to combine both of these two things. Mashein kein im Yehudi. First word on the line is Yehudi. Towards the end of that paragraph, nishma rak b'sur me'ra. If all he's going to do is focus on trying to overcome the Yetzer Hara, o osek rak ba'sei tov. If all he's going to do is focus on the Sur Meirah, or he's going to focus on the Asei Tov, then he's going to be Chaser. I think that's a problem that exists very much in our communities today. There are many communities that say, you know what? Let the kids have whatever they want. Let's not talk about all the bad stuff that exists out there. And we're going to give them great Torah, and that great Torah is going to overcome everything. And then there are some communities that focus on entirely sequestering and preventing anything from coming in. Instead of emphasizing the beauty of Torah and so on and so forth, the emphasis only is on the Sur Meirah. And the answer is that we need both. You can't achieve Kedusha if there isn't both the Bechinas HaTorah as well as the Sur Meirah. Let's continue on. U'bechol echel mem b'fnei atzmo yesh bechinos. You know, let's skip this paragraph, Ubechol Echad, as well as a Kamokain, and go all the way towards the bottom of the second column. Valpi ha'omer ha'inyan. Chaim, you can stand up again. Valpi ha'omer, you're okay? Good. Valpi ha'omer yesh lomar, ha'inyin sha'inotu me'esh mizbeach ha'chitzon v'shvil lahadlik or ha'menorah. That based on the above, they would take the fire of the esh ha'mizbeach to light the menorah. Ki reishis akiras hara, ki b'koach ha'esh ha'murmez be'esh ha'mizbeach. Remember we pointed out that where does the fire of the menorah come from? Comes from where? Comes from the mizbeach. So even though we need both, we need the sur me'rav ha'asei tov, but the order, the Rebbe argues, is as follows. First, a person needs to light up inside of himself a desire for Kedusha, and then the Chachmas HaTorah is going to work. We say that. Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. It's not enough for a person to say, I'm going to come, I'm going to work on my skills, I'm going to learn, or what I'm going to do is I'm going to expose my children to all good stuff, and then that's going to be miskaber and everything. No, we have to talk about Yerushalayim. That also has to be. And the Eish HaTorah has to come from the Eish of Yerushalayim. Ka'omer shi efsha lakor es hara besichlius. One cannot uproot evil simply with the Seichel, even the Seichel HaTorah. Ubechashbono sichlim, kim be'esh ochla. A person has to have the desire to fight the Yetzirah. V'rak achar kacha yimadlikim yisham asar minorah shinyano kacha or leher lihudi l'skadish bo. From that, from the esh ha-mizbeach, you take that and you light the menorah. V'nimtza shekoyacha esh la-mizbeach v'koyacha or shal menorah mashlim in zezeh. And then each one is going to complement each other. V'hinei. Going to the last paragraph on the first page. V'hine kishem shemizbeach achitzon ha'imakrim shnei tmidim babok ben arbayim. We've been talking up until now about the outside mizbeach that burned the karbonos. U'kidi'isa shetamit shel shachar mechapra al avero shel laila v'tamit shel ben arbayim mechapra al avero shel yom. And there's a carbon tamit, each one's mechapra on the other. Kach gam mizbeach haktores ha'imakrim babokar ben arbayim. And that's the reference of these two mizbechos. The mizbeach achitzon who keneged aguf. The mizbeach achitzon corresponds to the guf va'averus mamish. The mizbeach apnimi kiper v'yishpia kedusha binyan kadosh atzmecha b'mutar lach. The two different mizbechos, the mizbeach hazav and the mizbeach achitzon, correspond to two different things. The Mizbeach HaChitzon we spoke about is about destroying the Yetzer Hara. And that's where you take the light of the menorah. What's the Mizbeach HaZav? So the Mizbeach HaZav is not for destroying the Averos, but for something else. The Mizbeach HaZav is the heightened point of Kedusha. It's used for the Ketores, and that represents Kaddish Atzmecha B'Mutar Lach. That, what does that mean? That refers to famous expression of the Ramban, that Kedoshim Tiyu, the way in which we attain Kedusha, is we don't only follow Halacha, but there are certain things that a person does to elevate himself from the Chomrios. In other words, we don't need all of the Gashmias in the Olam Hazeh and simply follow Halacha. What we need to do is pull back and say, wait a second, Ha'isha Sheruach Bo, Yoshua Ben Nun is chosen by Moshe Rabbeinu because he's someone who always chooses Ruach over Guf. Now, it's impossible to do that right away on the first step. But Moshe Tversky, Zechet Tzadik Kadosh Shel Racha, said that that's what the Pasuk means, that Yoshua was someone who, when he ever had a choice between Ruach and Guf, he chose Ruach. When a person says, wait a second, I'm not going to take everything that's physical in this world. I'm going to be Poresh, I'm going to pull back a little, a tiny bit. That's the Bechina of the Mizbeach HaZav. So now the Rebbe is adding, that. Let's just summarize what we learned up until now. He taught us that, A, the Mizbeach HaChitzon represents the fire of the night against the Yetzirah of Sur Meira. The menorah is the struggle against the Yetzirah of night that represents Asei Tov. The Mizbeach HaChitzon, where you have that fire that starts the whole thing, represents the struggle against the Yetzirah in terms of the negative things, and the Mizbeach HaZav represents not only struggling against the negative things, but being Mekadesh, that which is Mutter to you. Third to last line, right on the bottom, Mizbeach HaPnimi Kiper V'Shpia Kedusha Binyanei Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar Lach. Last line, Sha'omnam Ein Achet, Aval Ein Zeh L'Ruach. Hashem, is that interesting? He used the word Ruach. A person is choosing a life of spirituality as opposed to a life that's shakua in Gashmias. And now we get back to what we're doing in yeshiva, because unfortunately we don't have a mizbeach and we don't have a menorah, but we have Torah. Continues the Rebbe in the last paragraph, and then I'll take your questions. And next week, Bli Nedar, I'll give you a whole session for questions. I would like to schmooze with you. The Rebbe continues, V'chein b'koach ha-Torah. Next paragraph on page Reish Chavav. Yesh et beiz ha-medregos ha-muros shoy b'beiz ha-medgash. In Torah, we have these two same b'chinas as well. K'maymer chazal, barasi yetzahara, barasi lo Torah tavli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the yetzahara, and he quoted the Torah, and he created the Torah. Within Torah, there's two dinim, there are two parts in what Torah does within one's avodas Hashem that's going to correspond to what we saw in the menorah and the mizbeach. Yesh b'teres kayacha esh. In the Torah you have the koach of fire. And that is that a person learns with fire. He throws himself into it. He shouts with his chamrusa. He learns with a passion. So that is the bechinas ha'esh, where a person is destroying the passion of averos. Bechinas havla mafik havla k'mo she'esh ha'mizbeach bi'aras esh ha'tayros kach b'teira yesh koach zeh sha'alo kol divrei kidvarai ke'esh. The Navi describes that my words are like fire. V'yachad im zeh yesh b'torah es koach ha'or. But also the Torah has that intellectual thing that lights up inside of a person, isn't necessarily manifest in the expression, the outward expression of struggle, but rather there's the intellectual component where the mind begins to become fused with the Das Elyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Talmud Torah needs to have both of these parts. If a person is not throwing himself entirely in it with his Ramach Evarim and Shesah Gidim and doesn't feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu with him, then he's missing the first part. And if a person isn't growing intellectually, isn't refining his mind, that his way of thinking has become a different way of thinking because he's connected to Das Elyon, then he's also missing as well. HaTorah Kedoshah Megira B'Yehudi Or HaLikus. It gives the light of godliness. Kasher Yehudi Lo Me Torah Meir Bo Koach HaTorah Sheyargish Ki HaMelech HaGodol Kodesh Baruch Hu Omer Olav V'ro B'Maisav. I would say even sharper than the Rebbe Zichron Livracha said, that your Das becomes Mitzurav, becomes forged and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a point that you see the world from the perspective of Das Elyon. So these are the two halachos of what Torah does that corresponds to the same struggle that one has in terms of the Mizbeach and the Menorah.